became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go. Welcome to this Thursday episode of Two Boomer Women. Only one boomer woman in attendance today, me, Agnes, as Marsulika has gone into seclusion this month so she can create. I've invited some other boomer women to join me this month. You'll meet them as the weeks go by. They each have a different angle on this boomer life. I know you'll identify with some of them in some way, and I hope you'll be inspired or heartened by them. And if you want to join me on podcast, please connect with me via our website, twoboomerwomen.com/contact. I'd love to hear your story. As I'm winging it solo today, I thought I'd touch base on some of the ways we boomer women can add to our incomes. And if you don't have any interest in adding to your income, maybe something will strike your fancy as a way to fill your time in retirement. I have several boomer-oriented websites, and the ideas I'm going to touch on today are listed at boomwithabang.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. Before I begin, a quick piece of my own story. 7 years ago, I was computer literate, sort of. I was pretty handy with Publisher. I could email, and I was on Facebook. I did need to add to my income, however, and my Spanish son-in-law had worked online whenever he and my daughter landed in Canada, so I knew there were options out there. Too proud to ask for tips, I went prowling. The other thing I had mastered was searching out stuff on Google. Now, I'm not going to bore you with too many details, but I heard a woman's story that caught my attention. It could have been my own. Fast forward these 7 years, and I love being online. I create websites for people. I create courses and help others get their courses online. I coach women to find that idea that sparks them into action. I love my life. I have a large circle of online friends that would be part of my life for sure if we were closer, and if this COVID thing wasn't ruling our lives right now. One online connection has become one of my dearest friends, and we talk every Saturday night on Skype. She was one of the last boomers to fit into this club age-wise, and I'm hoping she'll do an episode with me too. If you're younger than me, you might identify. If you're older than me, she might inspire your daughter. Okay, let's get going. As I mentioned, all these ideas are linked at one of my websites, but you must do your own due diligence. And I haven't updated the page in several months. I'll try to do that this weekend. Okay, so basically, if you are a success story in any way, shape, or form, perhaps you have thought about creating a business online, perhaps you have thought about teaching whatever it is you know. I'm not going to go into great detail here tonight, but you can contact me, okay, and we can discuss that. And I'm not saying you have to work with me. I know so many people in the business now that I would probably be able to put you on to somebody who could maybe do a better job than me. Hard to believe. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, yeah. So if you've got an idea, let's just give me a call or, you know, connect with me and we'll figure it from there. Okay, so let's look at some of the things partly that will earn you income and then other things that could even just save you income, which is almost the same as earning income. So house sitting. There are so many different things you can do out there now in other towns. So if you were interested in visiting another area, there's house sitting. Sometimes there's pets involved. Sometimes there isn't. Virtual assistant. If you have any tech skills or even steno kind of skills, there is a demand for that. And there are several different areas that you could go and connect. You might have to fill out some sort of application. Who knows? Remote, flexible, once again, people looking for, or companies looking for someone to work from their home. And this is a pre-COVID thing, actually. More and more companies, I'm sure, are going to be looking at the fact that they have employees who are really producing well, possibly even better than usual because there's no water cooler, coffee, staff area, etc. And why would you pay large prices for rent if your people are at least as or possibly more productive working from home? If you are an RVer, do you know that you can park your RV and take care of a campground, give tours, etc., etc., etc.? And so that might be something of interest. Writing reviews. Can you believe it? You get paid to write reviews. Now, you have to have some writing skills, and you will have to be honest because a lot of these have little, I don't know, they're sensors of some sort. It's beyond my technical knowledge. Anyways, they know if it's like when you fill out an online survey, they can tell within a few answers whether you're just clicking randomly or whether or not you can actually be trusted, to be honest. And kitchen products. I believe there are a couple of multi-level marketing groups out there. But if that's your gig, like if you really like your kitchen gadgets and tools and pots and pans and pizza discs and all sorts of things, that's an option for you. Do you know that romance writers are an incredible group of people who actually support each other? So while you may think, oh, I don't want to get into the competitive because there's already so many people out there, it is a possibility that you could get connected with a group. And especially if this is just a dream. So if you're not currently writing, or if you're writing but still not 100% confident in your stories, apparently, this is not firsthand knowledge, but apparently the groups of romance writers out there are so supportive of each other. Wine business. Okay, and you may ask, why is Agnes not doing this already? I have too many things, too many irons in the fire. But this is a great one. And once again, it's sort of multi-level marketing. But if you're into wine and have friends who are into wine, that just might be something you're interested in. Online job boards, there's several out there, and they have a variety of jobs posted. Local tasks, same thing. If somebody's looking for someone local to do something. It could be fairly straightforward and simple, like mowing the lawn. It could be more complicated, like creating a website. Who knows? But it's local. They want to talk to somebody local. Mystery shopping. Now, there are so many companies out there that do mystery shopping. And once you're registered with a few of them, I think they exchange names. So you will get these random invitations to join other companies. And there is one umbrella company. I can't remember what it's called. But it's interesting and it's fun. I did that for a time going to restaurants. So while you don't make money, you get to eat out. You get to take a friend. And so that's kind of nice. You get a drink and a dinner for free. I mean, you have to pay for it and then you get reimbursed. And I'll be honest that you were reimbursed up to a limit, but still, it's kind of fun to sort of sneak in there and pretend you're just the average shopper, but you're assessing things. It's kind of fun. Anti-aging. This is huge. There's a bunch of people out there doing, whether it's skincare or vitamins or anything along those lines. There are a number of companies you can get involved with. Selling on Amazon. Believe it or not, this is a business, and there's several different angles to do that. And keeping in mind that Amazon is not just books anymore, you can buy almost anything on Amazon. Perhaps a little bit more of a setup process with Amazon, but depending on what you want to sell on Amazon, it is definitely something to look into. Animal-oriented jobs, whether you're helping out at or working for a rescue site, or if you are walking a dog walker, or perhaps you have skills that, for example, a rescue or organization might need. So, you can post things online, you can make sure that advertisements or pets. That potential pets get well advertised, that sort of thing. Tourism, lots of stuff. Now, you could just, if you live in a place and it's a tourist attraction, and yes, I realize we're in the middle of COVID and you may not have a lot of tourists right now, but it's something to consider. And a lot of us are planning on being either a tourist in your own hometown or, just going somewhere relatively local within your own province, state. Territory, whatever. And if you know an area or you know something special, like the history of the old buildings or parks or heritage buildings or hiking trails, you can create your own company and you can actually do that really well. And grandmaing, believe it or not, there's a site for people who are grandmas, and if we get so spread out nowadays, but if you are of a grandma age, there are probably families near you who do not have a grandma nearby, so it would be you'd be adopt a grandma and you could do those grandma things. And some people, of course, will actually pay you to do that because it's important for children to have that older connection, that grandma age connection. And yeah, it's definitely something to look into. House sitting, again, I've got it here twice, and there are several sites that will do this. And once again, you may have a pet to take care of. You may or may not have a vehicle. You may just go into seclusion, but there's lots of sites that you can register both as a house sitter and browse ads for people who are looking for a house sitter. And once again, who knows where you can travel to and spend that time in another area without paying an arm and a leg for accommodation. Teens and adventure. This is in here, and I don't know now with COVID just how active this link is, but if you like working with teens, there are all sorts of adventure camps and adventure companies for teens that need competent adults to supervise and teach and that sort of thing. So that's a possibility. Writing lists, yep, your 10 favorite somethings, your 15 best whatevers. Believe it or not, yes, that can be a job. Social purpose, there's a whole bunch of areas now that you can get involved, and whether that's locally or a bit more internationally. And yes, I understand the international is touch and go right now. But some borders are starting to open up, so that might be something that you could think about doing. The freelancing, once again, people just looking for freelancers. It's gig economy. It's called the gig economy. And so it's not like you work full time for somebody, but they need a job that you can do, so you do it. You go on to somebody else who needs a job that you can do, and you do it. It's a good, interesting way to earn money. And also, you're not tied down. You can say yes or no. You can look at what they need. And if you're taking the month off, it doesn't matter. You do what you want to do. Romance home parties. I don't care how old you are. If you have any interest, enjoyment in sex and tools and just everything, whether it's clothing or, as I say, tools or fun stuff. And the parties are fun. Yes, I've been to one. And the people who run these parties are a hoot. There are a couple of companies out there that will help train you up and make sure you're comfortable doing what you want to do. And it's definitely something to look into if you enjoy. And sometimes, yeah, they get a little out of hand in terms of, shall we say, raucous. You know, a bunch of women get together and they're just having a good time, or couples, whatever your thing is. And, as you know, it's got to be lighthearted or else it can get really uncomfortable if you're definitely not comfortable with romance and sex and all that stuff, then this isn't your thing. But if you are and you like to have fun with that, this might be something that you might be interested in doing. Voice actor. So there are a whole bunch of interesting things out there now for voice actors. Yes, you must pay to register with a company. However, the payments are everything from okay to really lucrative, obviously, depending on whether you're doing a 30-second voiceover or reading an entire book. If you think that your voice works, then this might be something that you want to look at. Thrift shop flips. Now, have you been in a thrift shop recently? Well, no, not recently. That's a silly question because none of us have been in a thrift shop recently. But thrift shops oftentimes will have amazing brand new stuff. And all you need to do is find the right thrift shop. So if it's a thrift shop where everybody throws their junk, then obviously you probably don't want to go there. But if you can find a thrift shop that is supported by people of higher income, shall we say, so they will, you know, donate perfectly good things or perfectly good clothing that they've used for a season and now it's not cool anymore, so they send it to the thrift shop. If you can pick that stuff up, believe it or not, you can flip it. And there are several different sites, to even Craigslist. You can list things for sale. Facebook has Marketplace. There's all sorts of things that you could make money on for a really minimal amount of money. And I know my daughter's still been picking up odds and ends through Marketplace on Facebook. So even though it's COVID, you can figure out how to view the stuff and then exchange the cash or do a transfer, an e-transfer or something. Health products, ton of things out there to do. Once again, a lot of these are multi-level. But if you love a product and you have had results with a product and it is a product that a lot of people could do with, so I'm thinking especially us boomers, you know, whether it's arthritis relief, whether it's our omegas for our brains, dementia is a fact of life for a lot of people we know. There's products out there. And if you're comfortable promoting, I'm not going to say selling, because promoting, and you know, nobody likes that salesperson, but if you're comfortable doing any of that, then that could be something that you want to do. Crypto. I don't know a lot about crypto. I know people who have had a lot of success with crypto. So as I mentioned at the very beginning, you have to do your due diligence. You cannot just sort of jump in here because Agnes has listed a link. Now, there's the other opportunity too, within your own neighborhood, to find a job that you really, really want to do. Now, oftentimes these may start as volunteer positions. So you volunteer to do something, and then after, you know, like next season, perhaps they're looking for someone to do the job or to take on a supervisory position. You have the experience now with that group. You know people and they're happy to hire you. So there you have a job, probably part-time, doing something you really want to do, because you wouldn't have volunteered to do it if you didn't really want to do it. Now, a lot of jobs aren't really advertised. And the first one on my list here is seasonal retail. So a lot of stores need extra help during Christmas, spring break, tourist season. And once again, I'm not going to keep on qualifying this whole COVID life that we're living right now, but it's an option. And once again, a lot of stores are opening up and it might be something that you could do. So, you know, you're just going to work for a month, a season, whatever, and then it's done, which for a lot of us is really attractive. You know, we don't really want that full-time job. We're willing to work full-time for, you know, several weeks, even a couple of months, but to earn some money and then go do what we want to do. And that's a definite option. Local sports teams. Like, how many of you really enjoy a local sports team? Oftentimes, they're looking for ushers, ticket sales, even janitorial. And once again, they may want you to volunteer at the beginning, but or start for a really minimal salary. But, you know, you're up close and personal with a sports team that you enjoy, and there's a certain value in that, absolutely. And so once again, it's something you could do even if you start volunteering, then work into a paid position. Teach your hobby. You know, whether you are a community center or, you know, want to go with a community center, oftentimes your local community center is really happy to expand their offerings. And if you can prove your competence, or the other thing you can do is create a course, get it up online. And yeah, personal plug here, I can help you with that. But definitely, you know, at this age, there's something that just about all of us are good at. Who knows what that might be? And it could well be that you could earn a living from that. Okay, pet sitters. Once again, a lot of people want to have their pets stay with a home, with a family, as opposed to a kennel. And boy, as a dog owner, I've viewed some kennels that are pretty scary out there. I wouldn't let my dog stay there. So, you know, whether it's vacation relief, so they want to get a Dodge for a week or two, and so you're going to take care of their pet for whatever price, or their house for whatever price, or, you know, just short term. You could be a pet walker, do doggy daycare or some sort of daycare for the pet because people are busy working and they have this guilt conscience about or guilt complex about their pet sitting home alone. Definitely something that you could look into, and yeah, who knows. Cultural pursuits, you know, whether it's music festivals, museums, cultural centers, oftentimes, you know, they're looking for ushers or volunteer coordinators or docents. There's all sorts of things. And once again, you may start as a volunteer, but oftentimes that could lead into some sort of a job. And the nice thing about being this age is just that, you know, you call the shots. If you don't want to work full time, you say, no, absolutely, I'm interested, but, you know, I'll work 2 days a week, or I'll work mornings for 4 or 5 days a week, whatever. It's really nice to be able to call the shots. And if you've already proven your value as a volunteer, then they're probably going to be pretty agreeable and cooperative with you. Courier services. How about that? And it's interesting how many couriers, delivery people, I see as people our age. You know, drugstores, and especially this is something with COVID that so many companies and stores are looking for. Florists, grocery stores, pizza shops, multi-site businesses. They are looking for people to deliver their product. And once again, you get to call the shots on the hours. Pretty straightforward. Temp workers. Now, oftentimes you think of clerical when you mention temp, but, you know, things like promotional displays. So, you know, somebody might, a business might want to just have their spring display line organized. They may want to have, you know, the Halloween decorations organized. It's short term, but if you like doing that sort of thing, So what have I got here? Promotional displays, gardeners, conference, banquet facilities. Banquet facilities, and yeah, I realize right now, once again, nobody's doing this, but you know, it's just as needed. So you're not a permanent employee, you're not obligated, it's just as you're needed. Seasonal workers, now seasonal workers, you know, sometimes government, you know, whether it's campgrounds, a nature sanctuary, a rec center during a school break, local resorts, they may just be looking for, and this ties into one that I mentioned earlier about tourism, where if you know, you know, all the hot spots for something in your area, in your region, or in your town, possibly. And once again, you know, hotels are opening up. They're looking for things to offer people because their clients are more local, shall we say, within province, state, territory. But they still want to know what's going on in the area, or what's available in the area, or what's of interest in the area. And right now, I think most of these businesses are interested in being able to offer just that something extra so that people want to stay with them. They're hurting for business. And if they can offer some sort of a package where people get specific tours, then they are probably going to be interested in talking to you. Now, online listings. So oftentimes, especially at our age, we think about the help wanted ads, but there's Craigslist, there's Kijiji, there's Used Your City. So I'm in Victoria, it's Used Victoria, Used Vancouver, Used, you know, wherever. That might be worth looking at. You could might be able to find a job, but you could also post an ad offering the services that you want to do. Anyways, so, oh my goodness, we did actually make it to almost half an hour. I haven't talked for half an hour all by myself for a long time. So it's kind of fun. Anyways, there's some ideas for you. I'm going to put a link here. And as I mentioned at the very beginning, I'm going to go through these and make sure that they're still pertinent this weekend. Today is Thursday, and so I will get to that this weekend just to make sure the links are still good. You must do your due diligence and check out these places. Talk to people that are already doing this. And some of the links, I'm just looking at my own notes here on the website. Some of these sites work with their nationals only. So it could be if the company is an American company, they only want Americans. If they're in Canada, they may only want Canadians, which right now works because we're not allowed to cross the border anyways. But a lot of online jobs, it doesn't matter where in the world you are, as long as you have an internet connection, you could do the job. Some of my links are affiliate links, which means I may earn a couple of pennies. Most of them are not, and like not affiliate links, so they're just to help you out. Hopefully you might find something. Send me a message. Share this episode. Share any of our episodes. You know, we don't bother saying that at the end because usually we've been chatting for so long and we get carried away on a couple of subjects, but please feel free to share this on social media, any of our episodes. If you want to chat with us, go to twoboomerwomen.com/contact. Now, whether you want to chat with us or whether you want to hire us, either way it goes. Mara Sulaika and I are both available for jobs if it will work for you and me or you and her. But definitely we're open to talking about that. So hopefully that was a bit helpful. Once again, the links will be in the show notes and everything else can be found. Actually, just everything can be found at twoboomerwomen.com. So nice chatting with you today, chatting at you. And hopefully next Monday will be another flashback. I find those interesting just because Mara Sulaika has come so far in a year. If you're looking for a quick fix, if you need to pay rent before the end of today, then obviously that isn't going to happen. But if you're looking for a long-term gig that really reflects you, then it's worth looking into and talking about. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you found something of interest, and we will talk to you next time. Thanks. Bye.